Belonging to the 100 Black Men of Central Virginia is no cakewalk. It's the largest African-American mentoring program in the area for more than 200 middle and high school students. And the kids fall under some pretty tight scrutiny.
We track things such as their daily attendance in school, their discipline referrals, their grades.
Dr. Bernard Harrison is the president of the Charlottesville-based group, which began 7 years ago. Adult mentors in the organization take the young mentees under their wings. They push them to excel in and out of school and expose them to new opportunities. And Harrison says something interesting has happened along the way.
And most recently, I was impressed to see how many of our young men who have gone through our mentoring program, and they have emerged as student leaders.
Presidents and vice presidents of their class, English Honor Society, National Mentee of the Year. Harrison says everywhere he looked, the group's young men were striving towards this year's theme of leadership impact.
Leadership is an attitude. And as long as our young men see individuals with the attitude and the belief that they are in need of being a leader, they will step up.
On a recent Monday evening at Burley Middle School, where Harrison served as principal for nearly a decade, he brought together five of these student leaders to share their experiences with the up-and-coming generation.
And so the whole idea of having this program is what they see is what they'll be. When they see young men who are leaders in their schools, the younger ones will aspire, set realistic goals. And we're going to see it emerge. We're going to see this thing grow. Our mission is about eliminating achievement gaps. And when we present positive images of our young men, we're just going to see this growth mindset change this whole community just from growing up and growing out.
The five students sat as panelists behind a long table in the school's cafeteria and addressed the audience of more than 50 younger kids and their parents.
All right, so my name is Andrew Martin. I'm in the eighth grade at Southern Middle School, and I'm also the president of the school. So, I'm the president of the school. And then...
Martin's mentor is Wes Bellamy, the only African-American member of Charlottesville City Council and the city's vice mayor. Bellamy's also a high school teacher and a member of the Virginia Board of Education. He's characteristic of many of the mentors, who hold leadership roles themselves, setting examples for the kids.
A lot of people helped me out. If they didn't help me out, I wouldn't be at the point I am today. So they've had a really big impact in my life. And the way I describe a leader is a person who doesn't, like, when there's bad times, he rises to the occasion. He has to fall to the occasion. Exact quotes from Wes Bellamy.
Mentors don't take the place of parents necessarily, but rather they add to the family experience, working together to connect them with a broader community outside the home. Parents in the audience asked the panel of students a wide range of questions, from what advice they would offer younger kids to how they would respond to negative feedback as leaders. Najee Jones has been in the 100 Black Men since he was in sixth grade. In the fall, he's headed to George Mason University. Jones recently went to the prestigious Governor's School for Fine Arts program, and he tells the crowd that he's been the only African-American lead all 4 years in theater productions at Monticello High School.
I guess you say I started that movement of, like, starting the diversity in the theater department at Monticello, so I'm pretty proud of that. So, other questions?
Yeah, let me ask you. You said you were the first African-American to be on that drama club.
Right.
If you didn't see anyone there looking like you, what prompted you to want to be a part of it?
There are a lot of girls in theater.
But in all seriousness, Jones tells the younger kids in the audience to follow their passions, pursue activities that truly interest them, even if their friends aren't doing them. Afterwards, I wanted to see what impact their advice had on younger members of the crowd. And so with Dr. Harrison by his side, I caught up with 12-year-old TJ Brooks. He's been in the 100 Black Men of Central Virginia for about 4 years and is entering eighth grade at Henley Middle School this fall.
And what did you think of tonight?
Well, it showed a lot of us that, like, we're not the only ones striving to be, like, we can stand out as a person, but that we all could be leaders. Like, we all could show other people how leaders act. My personal belief of leadership is, like, having someone to look up to, like a role model, or having someone that you could strive to be when you get older.
And do you have a role model that you look up to?
Dr. Harrison.
For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.